Thank you, Cody. Have your Bibles with you. Take and open up to the book of Psalms. Psalms 95. Book of Psalms and 95th chapter. We live in a world, obviously, as you all recognize and know, that is constantly seemed to be speeding up. My grandmother used to always tell me when I'd ask her how she's doing, she said, "Well, I'm trying to catch up. Seems that either I'm slowing down or the world's speeding up." And probably a little bit of both, right? Through the years, the older I get, the more I understand what she was saying. And it does seem to speed up. We seem to have so much more coming in on us constantly from all different aspects of life. And so the title of the message this morning is Listen for His Voice. Oftentimes we get so wrapped up in the things of this world, we fail to hear that still, small voice. And it's there for us, as we will see in Scripture. So Psalms 95, if you're able, invite you to stand for the honor of the reading of God's Word. Psalms 95. Oh, come and let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving. And let us shout joyfully to Him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. His hands are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are also His also. The sea is His, for He made it, and His hands formed the dry land. O come and let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Master, for He is our God, and we are His people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand. Today, if you will hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as in rebellion, as in the days of trial in the wilderness, when your fathers tested me. They tried me. They saw my work. For 40 years I was grieved with that generation and said, it is a people who go astray in their hearts, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my peace. You may be seated. David starts this psalm with praise and thanksgiving, which we are always reminded that that is how we should come before our Lord. We understand there's emergency cries when we need help, but let us never forget to give the praise and the thanksgiving for His answer that are there. But I want to concentrate here for a moment on the last few verses of this psalm that David penned from his heart and given to him by the Lord above. In verse 7, he says, He is our God and we are His people. Folks, that is very important for you and I to remember. When we accept Jesus Christ, we are part of the family of God. We are Christ's brothers and sisters. He elevates us to that plane. And as any good father, is always mindful of his children. And he says, we are the sheep in His hand. And notice he comes and he says, today, if you will hear His voice. Oftentimes, and we have to understand that when salvation comes and we accept Jesus Christ, that's not the end. That is simply the beginning of where we are at and what we will find. You know, the moment that we receive salvation, We know that we have a place in eternity, but the beginning is that we start learning about the character of our God, who we will spend all of eternity with. It is just the beginning. And there's so much for you and I to learn, and He desires to be the one to teach us and to give us those things. He doesn't come in a boisterous voice. In fact, Scripture tells us in in 1 Kings 19:12, He tells us that it is a still, small voice. Probably every one of us in here have heard in a conversation, but we didn't listen. I'm guilty of it too. I may hear what my wife says, and then in a minute I go, "What did you say?" Because I wasn't listening. I heard, but I didn't listen. There's a total difference between listening and hearing. Hearing, we don't internalize it. We don't take it in. Listening, truly listening, requires mine and your attention. And who above all should we give that attention to? He who knows everything. He who sent His Son for you and I. He who can see not only today, but far into the future. He makes us a promise. He tells us that we are to seek Him. We see that over in Scripture over and over again. Seek the Lord. Seek His face. It's all about being closer to Him. And what we find here in Psalms 145, He tells us very plain and distinctly, Psalms 145 and verse 18, He says, "The Lord is near to all who call upon Him, to all who call upon Him in truth. He will fulfill the desires of those who fear Him. He also will hear their cry and save them." You see, we have to listen and hear what He has to say. He is there to show us the proper way in which we should go. Isaiah 30 and 21, He comes in that Scripture and begins to tell us the way in which we are to travel and the way in which we are to go. And oftentimes we are met with those decisions time after time. Well, what's the best job? Well, what's the right answer? What is it that I should do in this circumstances? And even what should I say? In 21, He says, your ears, in verse 21 of chapter 30 of Isaiah, it says, your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way. Walk in it whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left. You know, life takes a lot of different turns for us, ones we do not expect. We think it's a straight path, and suddenly there's a detour. Suddenly there's a hard curve, one way or the other. Something totally that we did not expect. We're not real sure which way to go or where we may be headed. If it's taking us in a different perspective and a different route, that we get concerned about, well, is this really the way I should be? See, sometimes we get so busy listening to the motor and to the things around us, the horns honking and all of the noise, we fail to hear that small, still voice. And Isaiah says you'll hear that voice right behind you saying, this is the way. You and I face trials and tribulations every day, circumstances beyond our control, but yet nothing is out of His control. If we listen to His voice, He will guide and direct us. Luke 12:12 said Jesus was speaking, and in 12:12 He says, my sheep know my voice. How important it is that we listen to know that voice. We do it every day. We talk to people on the phone that we have familiarization with. They don't have to say, hello, this is, they give their name. We know by the voice. We know immediately when we hear it. But how many of us recognize it when it's that still small voice of our Lord? See, that takes relationship. That takes communication. Both in prayer and in reading His Word, we recognize. One of the things that Jesus taught us when He was tempted out in the wilderness, and the devil would make promises, and we see this throughout, even at the very beginning of time, Satan knows the Word of God, for he was there. But he takes it and he twists it. And unless you and I are familiar, it'll sound almost right. Almost. Many of you in here played horseshoes, right? Almost don't count. And that's exactly it. That almost right doesn't count. Our world today, and as Paul tells us that we should test all things, our world today has many people who promote different aspects of what they feel that God's Word says. And when we really dig into it, we find out that it's not exactly what the Lord put in His book. It's almost right, but it's that little twist that makes a great significant difference. Prime example in the Garden of Eden. The Lord told them if they eat of the fruit, they would surely die. You remember Satan comes in the form of the serpent, and he says, well, he didn't say exactly that you would die. What a difference our world would have been. Without that small twist in believing what they heard rather than what had actually been said by that still small voice. He reminds us of that constantly and daily. In Psalms 85, he tells us again that the fact is that we should be attentive. Listen to the words of Psalms 85 beginning in verse 7. He says, show us your mercy, Lord, and grant us your salvation. I will hear what God, the Lord, will speak, and He will speak peace, His people and to His saints, but let them not turn back to folly. Surely His salvation is near to those who fear Him, that the glory may dwell in their land. Mercy and truth have met together, righteousness and peace have kissed. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. It is a promise that He tells us here in this psalm that if we listen and follow His Word, everything will work out. As Paul wrote in Romans, all things work to the glory of God and to those who love Him. He is still a God of the heart. Every day, God is interested in our heart. He says here that we come and speak in truth. That means with a pure heart. And then with an open ear and heart and mind to hear His voice as it is spoken, for you and I to know exactly what He has for us. In John John chapter 5 and verse 25, He tells us, Jesus says, most assuredly I say to you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. Folks, every day we come closer and closer to our Lord's return. And for those who are not listening, they go on about their way. Jesus spoke of this many times. He talked about they will be giving in marriage. They will be working in the fields. They'll be lying in the bed. All different sorts of life will take place. But suddenly, he will appear. The trumpet will sound. And unfortunately, for what those who do not know him personally, what is left is the death. But yet you and I who know him and listen in his ways and be obedient and follow his ways and his direction will have everlasting life. Even as Jesus was tempted, you remember. As he talked with Satan, would throw out the different things in the temptation, he would quote back Scripture in order to fight against the devil. You and I are in that same situation every day. What is the right thing to say? How do we counter what Satan presents before us? And we realize that he runs amok in our world today. You can't watch the news for 5 minutes and not see evil, right? It's there. And so what he tells us is that he will give us exactly the right words to speak at the right time. But if we're not listening and taking in, we don't hear and understand and be able to internalize to bring forth back those words that the Lord has given us. Finally, I would come to you and tell you to look in Psalms 85. We'll look at it together here for a moment. Listening is such a vital part, for our Lord is constantly there to speak to you and I. That's what it means by seeking Him, to seek His will, His way. If we seek Him and listen, we'll know what He has. Psalms 85 in verse 7. He tells us, "Show us your mercy, Lord, and grant your salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak the peace to his people and to his saints. Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him, that the glory may dwell in their land." We looked at it before. He speaks peace. Not tribulation. He speaks comfort, not chaos. He speaks love, not anger. Do you know his voice? Have you heard that still small voice? We must take time each day to have that time that we set aside, even in the busiest of schedules. Set aside that time that you spend with him directly. Not only to bring your petitions, not only to bring your thanksgiving, but spend the time to hear from him what he has to say as he guides and directs our lives, for he will never fail to lead us in that path of truth and righteousness. What a wonderful, loving God that we serve. I invite you to bow your head, close your eyes. This morning, if you don't know Jesus Christ, we want to give you that opportunity. We want you to be able to know all that our loving Father has in store. You see, you and I will never fulfill. We exist in this world, but yet he offers abundant life to you and I. But it must come through his Son, Jesus Christ, who became our Redeemer, because he listened for the Father's voice. He obeyed and followed through with the plan that God had that offered you and I to be seen as holy and righteous. If you don't know him today, our prayer is that you will know him. To you who already know him, including myself, need to really look at our schedule of the day. Do we allow time not only to bring our petitions and our praises to search His Word. But do we allow that time to hear His voice? Isaiah also tells us those who wait upon the Lord. There are times when you and I come and ask a question, the Father doesn't answer immediately, but gives us a time to be ready. His timing is always perfect. And in that very moment, He will give us exactly what we need. Come with pure intentions and truth of heart. We're going to offer a very simple prayer. For those that don't know Him, that you might come to know Him today. Be our sincere desire that each and every person, the same as our Lord created this world, that none should perish. That's why He sent Jesus Christ. It's a simple option. You have heaven or you have hell for all of eternity. The devil will always tell you that, oh, you got plenty of time. None of us know that amount of time when the Lord will call. But we are assured the decisions we make in this lifetime about Jesus Christ will affect our eternity. There's not a do-over. There's not a second chance. It's the decisions we make while we live here in this life. As we pray together, dear Lord Jesus, I come today confessing I am a sinner. I need a Savior in my life. I believe You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And I ask You today to come into my heart, to be my Lord and Savior, and to forgive me of my sin, and walk with me always, even into eternity. It's a simple prayer, but yet so very important. So when you give your life, the devil's going to tell you, oh, you're going to give up everything. He's a liar. You're going to gain everything. It's not about money. It's not about power. It's not about any of those things of this world. Jesus said, put first the things of the kingdom, for there the riches are stored for you and I. We find that path each and every day by listening attentively to His voice. With every head bowed, every eye closed, if you ask the Lord Jesus to be your Lord and Savior today,